Praise God. Praise the Lord, everyone. Our daily devotional is in Psalm 36, the wickedness of men and loving kindness of God. But I like to call it the mercy of God. In this psalm, the first thing that strikes you is that David is called Jehovah's servant, or the Lord's servant. The latter gives us a sense of the relationship he had with God. A relationship of obedience, submission, and dependence in its full strength, the God of glory. There are many people that the Lord used for his plans and to achieve his objectives. Abraham, the Bible calls him a servant. You can read that in Psalm 105, verse 6. Moses, Deuteronomy 34, verse 5, in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 5, calls Moses the servant of the Lord. Peter and Paul, they call themselves servants of Jesus Christ. In this Psalm 36, the first four verses from 1 through 4 tells us about what the wicked, unbelievers, and idolaters do. These do not have the fear of the Lord. They do not have it, and therefore it is all the same to offend him. They don't care about God. Verse 1 says, transgression speaks to the wicked. Deep in his heart, there is no fear of God before his eyes. By discovering the wicked here, he intends to discover those who do evil without hesitation. Ungodly is one who has neither respect nor devotion to God. In the verse 3, it says, the words of his mouth are trouble and deceit. He has ceased to act wisely and do good. That's what the ungodly people does. They cease to act wisely. The non-fear of God will always lead the human being to do inappropriate things. According to his own judgment, those things are good, but in God's eyes, they are wrong. Since the fall of man, narrated in Genesis chapter 3, we see how humanity has always believed that it knows everything. The character of those people is shown in, their words, which are iniquity and fraud, in their plans, which are acts of wickedness. In their habits, they are not on the right path. They don't want to walk the walk like God wants them to walk. In their attractions, evil does not hate. On the contrary, the ungodly people, loves the worldly attractions. These people, the ungodly, the profane, love the world and all its attractions, but not us. We need to love and be attracted only for God's things, for God's purpose for our lives, for God's plans for our lives. In verse 5, your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Talking here, steadfast as the mercy of God. How come? Let's see. It is remarkable how a dramatic change occurs. David stops talking about the wicked and the evil he commits and goes on to talk about God's favor, goodness, grace, and mercy. Something happens in David. He starts talking about the ungodly people and he starts talking about the mercy of God. Actually, I want to tell you something. The most important, or the one that we like the most, to all of the attributes of God is mercy, that we translate it as unconditional love or also as goodness of God. Mercy and fidelity are determined here in levels. Mercy to heaven and fidelity to clouds. The intention of the writer, David, the psalmist, the intention of him here is not to say that one is more than the other, but in demonstrating that it is something unattainable for man, and that when it is known to demonstrate these attributes, only God can give them. No one will have, nor will he show the mercy of God, only God. the Almighty God. In verse 7, we read, "How precious is your steadfast love, O God! The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings." This verse tells us about the care and protection that only God gives us. Something like a specify the way a bird cares of its chicks. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11, Moses talking to the people says something like this: "Like an eagle that stirs up its nest, the flutters over its young, spreading out its wings, catching them, bearing them on its pinions." Speaking of care, provision, protection, and how to defend his people, David makes a contrast between God and the wings of the eagle, hinting that he will never leave us alone. In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, it says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often will I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." The protection to which David refers is something that nothing can give him. There is no wall, nor castle, nor tower in which he can take refuge. The best will be the wings of protection of God himself, who is his best refuge, its castle, its rock, is a strong tower. That's what the Lord means to David. And it has to mean the same for us. On verse 9, it says, "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light." God is the source of physical and spiritual life. He is the light that illuminates this world. It is not the sun, nor either the moon or electrical energy that brings life to cloudy, dark, or storm-filled days. It is God himself. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who colors the absence of color. Where everything is black and dark, and Jesus appears, he comes with light, because he is light. Then everything changes. The Apostle John in the Gospel according to John chapter 1 verse 4 and 5 says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." The Lord Jesus Christ is the source and sustainer of all light and life. In him is life. John chapter 8 verse 12, "I am the light of the world," says the Lord. "He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." God's mercy, we must always long for. We will always make mistakes, and as far as possible, strive to improve each day, so that in his goodness, he may extend his fidelity to our lives. We are worthy of punishment, but for love, he is willing to always be faithful and give us mercy. May the peace, the grace, and the blessing of the Lord be with you always. God bless you.